Hello everyone, a warm welcome to the Travel Podcast. So nice to have your company as always. An exciting episode for you this week. I am joined by Simon McDermott, and believe it or not, he has been in the travel industry for 37 years. He is working with Palladium, an incredible hotelier that have properties around the world. And in today's episode, we are going to have a special focus on Jamaica. Simon, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Hayley.
Oh, thank you for being here. I'm really looking forward to this episode, as I was lucky enough to meet you last year for the first time, actually in Jamaica, courtesy of Palladium, and we had a fantastic time, didn't we?
Oh, it was amazing. It was an absolute pleasure and a wonderful experience for all the people that were with us. And it was great to meet you and the guys as well, yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant. So we were chatting before we started recording, and I mean, 37 years in the travel industry. Wow, that's really impressive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just been my life. Very, very, very long story short, long career short, when I was at school and coming out of school, and so there's what you want to do when you leave school, I really didn't know. And somebody said to me, well, what do you like? And all that. I've been very lucky as a young, at that time in my life, I'd been on quite a few holidays, which was quite, I was very lucky really in them days, because it is going back a little bit now. And they said, oh, you're going to learn a lot. And I actually lived abroad. I lived in Portugal when I was younger. So I spoke Portuguese as a child. So the careers advisor, there's a word that people for not one for the youngsters, but the careers advisor would say, well, you like travel, you lived abroad and you like languages. What about the travel industry? And I went, oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So off I tutored to college in 1986. Did a couple of years studying travel and tourism, and joined a tour operator, small tour operator, European tour operator in 1988, called Soul Holidays. And I, honestly, Hayley, I've never looked back. I've loved every minute of the industry. It's one of them industries when you know, talking to people in the industry, that once you're in it, you hope you can't get out, and you love it, and it's such a fabulous place to be. We're so lucky, we really are. So yeah, no, I've been asked a long time, but I love it, and I love every aspect of it.
And to have that many years experience as well, and obviously you've taken that into your current role, so let's talk about what you do for Palladium.
Yeah, well, I'm the business development manager for the UK and Ireland for Palladium Hotel Group. So as you said at the beginning of the podcast, we're a hotel chain from Spain. We're a Spanish company originally, around 50 to 60 years in business now. So we've been going a long time. Started off with some properties in Ibiza in Spain, and then as the years have developed, Palladium has moved all around the world, into the Caribbean. We're going to talk about Jamaica. We've got properties also in Brazil, which is quite unique, and in Europe, and in Mexico as well, and the Dominican Republic. So some fantastic locations, and we've got some incredible countries, and then within the hotel chain, the portfolio, many different brands and styles of property as well. So a real nice mix. So yeah, my role is to basically promote the whole of our portfolio to our travel agent and tour operator partners in the UK and Ireland. So I'm very lucky to be able to do that, because it is a really exciting thing to do. Tell people about how wonderful our hotels are, and they really are.
Lovely. And take people like me away on these fabulous trips so we can experience it firsthand. What an amazing job. I know, as glamorous as it sounds, I do know behind the scenes that you work incredibly hard, very, very long hours. And as wonderful as it is, it's quite a demanding role to be constantly sort of flying all around the world all year, trying to fit that in with family life and everything else. It's difficult, but your passion and love for what you do really shines through, and it's lovely to see how much you still enjoy it after so many years in the industry. Well, let's talk about Jamaica, Simon, because I think it was your first visit to Jamaica.
Whilst I hadn't been to Jamaica all the way through my career in the travel industry, you know, you touch and feel the destinations around the world, and Jamaica and the Caribbean is a super popular area of the world to travel to. Whilst I hadn't been, I gained and gleaned knowledge and information over those years, and talking to agents and working for tour operators that actually sell Jamaica, and you know, that you learn. And then when I went, it was putting it all together. It was cementing the theories and the story that I heard, and the perceptions that you hear. Sometimes for this perception, people have holiday experiences and changes and things go on and all that kind of stuff. So to get there in the end was great, because I've learned a lot already, but to actually see it in action, as it were, was great. And what an experience. It absolutely lived up to all the expectations that I had. And having never been, maybe have preconceptions myself, that was all changed in certain ways as well, when you actually see how old the island is and how the people are. And I think it was really important to get there and to cement all of that knowledge that I've learned over the years.
And absolutely experience it firsthand. And we were sort of saying earlier that I think with Jamaica, there is sometimes, you know, a little bit of a myth about, oh, is it a safe place to visit in the Caribbean? Might have a little bit of a preconception about that. Questions get asked. But obviously, we were saying, weren't we, our experience was the opposite. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I felt so comfortable there. I really did feel welcomed. The people were so fantastic. I felt really at home in Jamaica.
I totally agree, and I think it's life, isn't it? It's the world is an ever changing place, and everywhere has had issues and come through and come out the other side and changed and perceptions, and I think Jamaica's no exception. And but as it stands at the moment, and in a very important part of the world in terms of tourism, you know, they are extremely on it and aware of looking after their guests from all around the world. And it seemed to me for the week that I spent there that they are absolutely all their focus is making sure that the guests have an incredible time. And from the moment I stepped off the plane, and we just felt so comfortable, didn't we? And the people were so mesmeric, as I would say, you know. And I think that people is everything when you go to a destination, I think, anyway. And that's probably a little personal thing, but I just found them super, super friendly, super just exciting people. They were just really happy to see us and wanted to look after us. And it was a super, super experience, I have to say.
That really did come across. And I agree with you, Simon. I think it is in life, isn't it? It's the people that are around you. You pick up on their energy. It's like if you work in an office and you happen to have that sort of one bad egg in the office, it brings the energy down. But when you're in a beautiful destination like Jamaica, where you're surrounded by warm, welcoming people that can't do enough for you. But what I found so unique about Jamaica is this laid back. It's like a combination of being warm, helpful, great service, but at the same time, so laid back, so relaxed, that I've never felt more chilled out in any destination. Do you see what I mean?
completely and utterly. I really, really do. And that is a super vibe, if you like, and a super way of being. You know, but it also, you can, you know, we talk about comparisons around the world, and, you know, I think it's really important to understand how the Jamaican people are that laid back, and how they are so chilled, and how much they want to be really cool and sort of relaxed. And, you know, and you have to enjoy that and be a part of that and come almost go along with that, you know. Because if you're a little bit wired and you want everything to go 100 mile an hour, it's all very, very fast moving. Ooh, the Jamaicans would be like, hey, no, just take your time.
No
just take your time. No problem. Yeah. What was it? Yeah, man. You know, in all seriousness, this is important to understand the culture of the people of any destination. Because as tourists, we all do this. You know, we all have our personalities and they have their personalities. And we always hope that we can marry together, you know, in some way or most time. And so, yeah, I think most of us would love that sort of relaxed vibe. But as I say, sometimes if you want that real fast pace, fast movement of a person and a personality and a culture, they're not Hales. You know, you were there as well. And as I say, you just got to understand it and be prepared if you are not going to obviously chilled, but I'm sure you are when you're at holiday.
I agree. I kept thinking when I was there, any customer that maybe has like a really, I don't know, intense lifestyle, high pressure job or incredibly busy family life, who is quite... maybe quite highly strung or stressed out, or one of these sort of 24/7 people that never stop. And we all know those kind of people, don't we? And I think I can be guilty of not slowing down, not always feeling that pressure of work and work-life balance and getting everything right and housework, and it's go, 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 go. And if you're one of those people that find it really hard to switch off, I would say get on a flight to Jamaica, because you absorb it. Even if you're quite a buzzy, high sort of performing kind of person, you cannot help but be influenced by their chilled out, lovely vibe, which you just pick up on it, don't you, Si? It's like...
Oh, absolutely.
Just absorb it.
you absolutely do. And you're right. If you are going on holiday with the weight of the world on your shoulders, by the time you come back, there will be no weight of the world on your shoulders. It's as simple as that. And the energy is great. And I think as well, the engagement, if you engage with the Jamaican people, I know they are so laid back sometimes, they're just so chill. And when you engage, they go, you want to speak to me? You want to talk to me? Fantastic. And I really love that, because not everybody does on holiday and stuff. And so I think, and then they become even more beautiful as a race, as a people. And they're just amazing. And I think if you engage with the Jamaicans and smile with them, then they will be so accommodating and so lovely. And I just loved it.
I couldn't agree more. And you touched on the beauty of the island. I mean, it's just stunning. And I would say what I loved about it is it's just so unspoiled, isn't it?
Yeah, the island is so beautiful, and it is particularly unspoiled. And driving from some of the locations that we visited, you know, and I know we always refer to the back streets, the towns behind the scenes in wonderful destinations, but it was that, but it was just dead natural. It was just the way it is, and they don't want to change, and they don't, and that becomes part of beauty, doesn't it? The beauty stays the same. They don't put a skyscraper on the corner of a beautiful headland that's overlooking in the Caribbean Sea. That's not happening, and it's there for us all to see. And yeah, the cliffs were, you know, again, when we went to the Teresa Cafe, which I'm sure we'll touch on, the cliffs, the beauty, the views, I'm talking to people on a daily basis about travel and their experiences and what they want out of their holidays. Experiential travel is absolutely prevalent in all aspects of travel. You can go and experience things and not do a great deal, if that makes sense, because you are sat sunbathing with beauty, with experiences and views that will actually give you an experience. And I think Jamaica is definitely like that. It's got beauty, it's got absolute jaw-dropping beauty, but it's also got this fantastic relaxation vibe as well, and culture.
You do feel like you are going somewhere with that different culture, which is so different from home, but in a really good way, which I like that, because it's nice to have that contrast, because it does take you away from everything that you're used to and sort of transport you in a way almost to a different world, which is a lot slower paced, more relaxed, more authentic and natural and unspoiled. And we don't necessarily get to experience that very often, which is lovely. And let's talk about Rick's Cafe, because that is one of the real must visit places. I think they have some sort of slogan that said, if you haven't been to Rick's Cafe, then you haven't been to Jamaica. That's how popular it is there.
Oh my god, it was Rick's was a real eye-opener. It was the music, the atmosphere, the vibrance, And again, the you know, you're always tempted to think that you go into a cafe. Obviously not a cafe, it's a bar, isn't it? It's a music venue, it's all that kind of stuff. And you think that's it, you're just going to go there and experience this incredible musical experience, this cultural experience, and the dancing and all that. But oh my God, you know, I couldn't believe the views, I couldn't believe the sunset, if you remember. And of course, then I didn't do it, but I think some of our party did do the diving off the cliffs at the side of Rick's Cafe, and then them coming back with that unbelievable excitement. Do you remember, is it Nong, one of the girls who did it?
Yes.
And she was transformed as an individual, I think. It was that exciting for her and all the other guests that did it. And that's in a bar.
I know, but you're also jumping off this cliff and sort of facing your fear. Obviously, if you want to, it's completely optional. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't brave enough to do it myself. It was just a little bit too high for me. But the atmosphere of watching the people that wanted to do it and the ones that had no fear, the ones that were just being really brave. And like you said, like normal, the exhilaration of I've done it, and everyone's clapping and everyone's watching and sort of cheering you on, if you want to experience that. And just gives you that lovely rush feeling, I can imagine, of, yeah, I've been to Jamaica and I've jumped into the water at this really famous hotspot. And I'm sure a memory that will last a lifetime, like such a feel good.
No doubt. It was a great experience. And I think it's great when you're talking about excursions, I think that's a popular term for them, to go from your hotel to experience the culture of the country that you're in, and to marry a whole host of different opportunities into the one excursion. For so as I said, the beauty, the location, the exhilaration, doing something different, and then the things that we all love when we're on a trip is that some great food, some fantastic music, some amazing drinks, a great atmosphere, a party if you want a party. You really did tick about five or six boxes on one trip. And it wasn't just some sort of manufactured experience. It was a real natural thing. And Rick's has been like that for 50 years, from what I gather. You know, it hasn't really changed. And it was a real must-do, wasn't it? I mean, I was so pleased that I did it.
Yeah, it was lovely. And even, as you said, the views, the sunset, and because it is such an attraction, so many of the boats come really close, so you see all the boats coming out, the people waving from the shore as well, and from the sea. And it's just so nice. It's just a really unique beauty spot, and I think what they've managed to achieve there is just phenomenal. It is the absolute must visit destination, I would say.
How good was the music, Hayley? The Bob Marley experience, the band that was playing, the DJs when he was coming on, he was intermingling the sort of modern, you know, style to enjoy the party life, but with the reggae mix, the cultural mix. I loved all that. I'm not massively into the sort of dance music, party music scene, but I accept that it's around and people love it. And when the culture of a country can marry its heritage with the modern way, I think that's exciting. And that was really interesting, wasn't it? To watch the bands playing, but mixing everything up. It was a proper mashup, wasn't it, of musical genres.
They did it so well, and it was wonderful. I think live music is always so uplifting, and of course the big film at the moment is the Bob Marley One Love film that's in the cinemas. Have you seen it? Sorry, I did not.
No, it's right up there on my to-do list. I'm in a crazy busy moment at the moment with work. But yeah, it's definitely one I want to watch. Absolutely. It's like anything, when you watch a film, it does inspire you to learn more about the film. And if it's a geographical thing and a musical thing, it'll only be great for people to want to come to Jamaica, I think.
I think it would be a great boost. I actually watched it last weekend.
Oh, have you?
And I loved it. I thought it was really inspiring. And obviously it's... you know, it goes back, doesn't it? It's not current times, but it does give you that sort of flavour of authentic Jamaica, and it sort of focus on when, obviously years ago, when they were having the troubles and things like that, and how Bob Marley was so instrumental in bringing about a message of peace and unity, and how much his music was more than just songs. It really did unite the people of Jamaica, and they sort of said at the end of the film, this to this day continues.
Don't even spoil it, Hayley. Don't even spoil it.
No. There's no plot spoil, but it's just about the music, how his legacy basically lives on, and the music is very much about love and peace and one, there being one people. And I love that message, because I just think that's what we all need, isn't it? Unity, coming together, loving one another, embracing one another. So I think it's a fantastic film, and it will do wonders. And I didn't know all of the details of his life, but love his music, and I've always been a fan. And that's another highlight for me on the trip, was he is, of course, the legend and so loved, and this big legacy and this history is everywhere. So you sort of almost feel you can't miss it in a really good way. You feel you were embracing the kind of Bob Marley experience, because at Palladium, our stay in the hotel, there was a fantastic, fantastic live band. And of course, they were doing the dancing and some of the music. And even in the shops, you've got all the printed T-shirts and the memorabilia and all the colours and the flag. And it's everywhere. And it's just so wonderful how much he is part of the island. You can't miss it, can you?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's one thing that I was really looking forward to witnessing was the Marley effect, if you like, because as you say, I think every country has its legends and its heroes, and whether they be political, whether they be sporting, whether they be musicians, and what Jamaica seems to epitify everything about having an iconic figure as a part of the nation's the love of a nation. And Jamaica, I suppose, funnily enough, Jamaica's got a couple, haven't they, with Usain Bolt from a modern sporting perspective. Because when we were there, and I was talking to the locals as a sports fan, I was talking to the locals and saying, you know, how's Usain when you see him out and about? And I'm expecting them to say, oh no, we never see Usain. He lives in Monte Carlo now. We've not seen him for 5 years. They were like, oh yeah, I mean, just trying to say that it's not that, but he'll live. We were driving on one particular trip. I remember them saying where he lived, or has one of his houses, because I'm sure he's got a few houses, bless him. And but he, you know, they were just talking fondly about him and how, and I think it's a cultural thing in Jamaica. They just don't leave. They don't, when they do, we obviously have lots of Jamaican guys and girls in our country. They always love to go back. They always talk fondly about their homestead, their home lives, and their families back home. And we're saying, as a modern example of a legend, won't go away. He will never leave. He's always going to be part of it. And Bob Marley's legacy, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's so celebrated. So celebrated. And I definitely think for music fans, and as you say, sporting fans, those two icons are very big draws to the island.
Absolutely. And the people, they are part of the people. They just, everyone loves each other, don't they? It's just a bit of a loving, and it shows, and I personally like that. I like the fact that everyone's really happy with each other and stuff, you know. And now I think there have been troubles. There has been some tough times there. And that's like, you know, I just come back from Belfast this morning, another incredible city that's had terrible troubles. But thankfully they're gone, they're done now. The sadness of what happened will never go away. But the movement moving forward is powerful, and the Jamaican people seem to be very much that way inclined. And it's a pleasure to meet them, definitely.
Oh, it really was. And we're going to hear now from Caroline Barker, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about her experience, some of the trips and the highlights.
Hello everyone, I'm Caroline Barker, a travel consultant with Not Just Travel. So my reason for visiting Jamaica was I was about to turn 40, and it was also January, so two great reasons to not be in the country. and B, somewhere exotic, and somewhere I've never been before. So we chose the Riu Palace Montego Bay because we only had a week to play with, but it was perfect because it was quite close to the airport, so we didn't want the long transfer, and it had its own private beach. Obviously the Riu's are a great brand, so we knew we'd be safe. So yeah, we were really happy with that. I found the food to be top quality. When you book all inclusive, I'm always really wary about sometimes the quality of the food isn't always the best. But I thought reading the reviews and knowing the standard of hotel we were going to, we went with it, and it was amazing. Every restaurant we went in was amazing, and also I actually found the buffet was my favorite. I'm not often a fan of buffets, but this one was top quality. So some of the excursions we did, we went to the 7 Mile Beach at Negril, so completely different to the beach that we were staying at. The one we were staying at was private and very and quite small, so we went along to the 7 Mile Beach, which is a public beach, but exactly what I expected a Caribbean beach to look like. So we walked up and down that and watched them bring in the lobsters for people having their lunch on the beach. Yeah, it was a great buzz, really great atmosphere. We also went to the Duns River Falls, which again was a must if you go to Jamaica. I actually climbed to the top. I didn't think I'd do it, but the people running it were amazing. Put my mind at ease. I'm not great in the water, but I thought I've got to do it, so climbed all the way up to the top. And it was, yeah, absolutely fantastic experience. A definite, yeah, you've got to do that if you go to Jamaica. We also went to a place called Rick's Cafe, which I actually didn't know was a famous place in Jamaica, but when we got there we were told we had to go, particularly at sunset, so we did the sunset trip. Again, just such a great vibe, chilled, watching the cliff jumpers, who were absolutely, I can't decide whether they were crazy or brave, but yeah, I definitely just watched on that occasion. Not something I wanted to partake in, but yeah, just sipping cocktails, watching the sunset, I mean, just a fabulous way to spend the day.
And it was lovely to hear Caroline's take on it. And I think, Simon, again, she's kind of saying very similar things. I think we're all seeing from the same hymn sheet, aren't we, about just how magical and memorable Jamaica has been for everybody that's been lucky enough to go there.
Oh, completely, completely. So as well as listening to Caroline there, and as I said, it's... We just want to go back, don't we? I want to go back and see more, and I want to just have another hotel on the other side of the island this time, and you know, be able to Kingston and go to the Bob Marley museums and places of his birth and things like that.
And there's more to see, and that's the thing with some of the really beautiful places in the Caribbean, as enchanting as they are. You can sometimes have those destinations where there is kind of a limit to what there is to do and what there is to see. And if you are somebody that loves to embrace as much as you can, if you do have a long trip there, whether you're going for 2 weeks, 10 days, you can easily still fly home thinking, oh, I did see everything.
No doubt about it. I mean, I love what I saw, what we saw. We obviously had an incredible experience at Rick's Cafe. I'm a foodie. Food and music and sport is my thing. And Jamaica fits all those three. Food is just wow. I mean, the jerk chicken. I mean, we went to a place called Scotchy's, which was an incredible experience. Another iconic experience. There's nothing worse. I've touched on it before. There's nothing worse than going to an iconic experience that is so cultivated in you know, it's been created almost. They've had a historical thing that they wanted to cultivate, but they've turned it into something like completely touristy or whatever. But the things that we did, they just didn't feel like they were tourist attractions. They are, but they were really quite natural experiences. And the food angle, they just will not go away from what they do. And they put that jerk chicken on the barbecue, and that's that. There's none of this just barbecue nonsense going on. It's full on the facts. And I think you're right. I think there's so much to do. We only scratched the surface. And that's the thing with other Caribbean islands. I've had the pleasure of being in Barbados many years ago, actually. And it's a beautiful, beautiful island, but it's a lot different. There's some cultural areas and the bigger towns and cities, but I think Jamaica's just got that little bit more. There's just so much to do. And I'm going back in September, Hayley, aren't I? Okay.
Oh, wow, so lucky. I am so jealous itching to go back. And it is one of those destinations as well that I think you can't help but want to tell everyone, like, you must go there. You know, it's like a real talking point. It's fantastic. And also when I was there, so you and I were lucky enough at the hotel we were staying to have a tour round, and of all the different wedding spots in the hotel at the resort where you could get married. And I hadn't been aware that Jamaica, I mean, obvious, isn't it? Such a hot spot for weddings. It's a great location to get married.
Unbelievable. And our hotel, you know, for the listeners, it's not just the hotel that's a block of bricks with a nice pool out the front. It's set in a huge amounts of land and acreage on the coast near Montego Bay, in a place called Lucy, spelled L-U-C-E-A, but we pronounce it Lucy. And we have only got a small out of 100%. I think it's only about 52% of our hotel that is actually buildings. The rest of it is actually land, beaches, gardens, palm trees. It's just to die for. And from a wedding perspective, you can choose a different style of wedding most every day of the week, whether you want to be perched right in front of the sea, whether you want to be in a garden environment, whether you want to be in an indoor kind of environment, a sort of chapel type environment. It's phenomenal. I was blown away by the opportunity in terms of weddings. It's a big, big part of our industry is to get people to go and experience this breathtaking moment of their lives in a breathtaking destination. And my God, Jamaica is that, isn't it, Hey Lillian? If you stood on that point with that pergola, it was as if we were on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, but we had beautiful scenery around us. I was blown away by it. I think it's a fabulous wedding destination. And we at Grand Palladium Jamaica do an incredible job with the opportunity and the, like I said, the different options that we have. A lot of wedding in the Caribbean is quite similar, beautiful nonetheless, but we've got a cultural choice, really, of opportunity. And I think that's really, really key. And Jamaica in general is perfect for that because of the scenery and the cliffs and the beautiful beaches, as well as the gorgeous colouring of the Caribbean Sea. Mm,
and I think that's what people want. They want those photos that are going to last a lifetime to be stunning and look like they're out of a film. At the Palladium Hotel there, I mean, you really do achieve that. And I also love the fact that there's a gorgeous wedding room and like office kind of suite on site, where bride and grooms obviously have all their consultations and they're really well looked after. And it's just so professional the way that it's done and so affordable as well. It's kind of almost like you can have your hen do, a stag do wedding honeymoon all in one experience. And when you compare the prices in the UK, I think the average wedding now in the UK is something along the lines, don't quote me, it's around, I think it's something like £36,000. It's an astronomical figure. And when you actually consider that actually it can be so much more affordable to get married in somewhere as stunning as Jamaica. But of course, you're not just having the wedding, you're also having the honeymoon or the holiday or the pre-wedding experience as well. It kind of, it's like, what have you got to lose, really?
It's incredible value. It really, really is. And the food, the scenery, the people, and having, your loved ones, whether there'd be five of you, whether there'd be 55 of you, it's an incredible opportunity, and something that if I ever got married again, I might do it.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, Simon, thank you so much. It's been a real joy to chat to you, to reminisce. I hope that we have been able to give our lovely listeners a more of an insight into what you can expect when you book a trip to Jamaica. I hope we've given you a taste for the culture, for the people. I hope our passion has come through, and I hope you feel inspired if you're listening to consider Jamaica for perhaps your next trip or future wedding, honeymoon destination. Whatever the reason, I really hope that you get to experience it in your lifetime. So thank you so much, Simon. It's been a pleasure to chat to you.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. It's always lovely to talk to you, Hayley, and your team, and the lovely listeners. I hope you, as Hayley said, I hope you got some inspiration, and if anybody ever needs anything from me, always give me a shout.
Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. So if you would like to look into any of the holidays that we've discussed or any other trips, then do get in touch with your Not Just Travel consultant. If you don't currently have a Not Just Travel consultant, then all you need to do is go to our website, just pop in your postcode, and we will put you in touch with a member of our team. And Simon kindly said, any more information about plane, if anything you can help with, you can get in touch with him as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week.